Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come on this morning to say thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your provisions. Father, we say thank you for sitting high and thank you for looking low. Father God, we bless your name forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, hallelujah. We honor you, Father God. We decree and declare that you are great and you are mighty. You are great and you are mighty. You are mighty and you are great. Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude, Father God. We come embracing this brand new day, Father, a day that we have not known, have not seen, will not know again, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father God, we say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda. Father, every satanic plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up, Father God, to download, Father God, his strategies upon our lives to bring destruction and turmoil, Father God, not only us, Father God, hallelujah, but our families, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that protects us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that will never, ever lose its power. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Over and over and over, over, over and over, and over and over and over again. Father, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we want to say thank you for the longevity of this ministry, Father. We want to say thank you, Father, for everything that we have accomplished in the short time, Father God. And we want to say thank you for what's happening right now. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for our future and our destiny. We want to say thank you, Father God, amen, for giving us a platform, Father, to touch the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, going around the globe. We thank you, Father God, for souls everywhere, everywhere, Father, those who know you, those who don't know you. Father, that the ones who don't know you will come to know you, and the ones who already know you will know you better and know you more. This is our prayer. Father God, bless our services on today. Father God, we're in you, and you alone will be glorified, magnified, and praised. Your people will be edified. Father, we're not concerned that Satan is horrified, Father, because Jesus Christ, he is Lord. So, Father God, we decree his lordship over our lives, over this ministry, over our day, over our destiny, over our future, over our family, over our health, over our finances, over our praise and our worship. Father, we decree and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over all. Now, Father God, we embrace the gift of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day any way you want to turn it, God. And our soul says yes to your will, yes to your way. Father, you're the potter, we're the clay, Father God. And we've already, Father God, confirmed that it is the will of God for the glory of God. And there will be nothing else. And we say thank you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, 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 morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors to our platform. We say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to you, and to you. Amen. And we want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. We've been meeting here for over 10 years, 10 years and 5 months. Amen. Glory be to God every day. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God praise for that. We give God praise for that. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted because it's not too many things in life that we do every day other than our basic necessities. Amen. We know we eat. We know we drink water. We know that we breathe. But other than that, it's not too many things we do every day. We don't work every day. We don't play every day. Glory be to God. But here, amen, in Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, we meet every day. Amen. And we give God the praise for that testimony. Amen. As we come to lift up Jesus. Amen. So all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And please, amen, visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the living God. We pray that everybody's excited. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for this special week. Amen. Leading up, amen, to our Mother's Day, a celebration on Sunday. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For all the beautiful praise reports and testimonies on yesterday, how so many people was blessed by that special service we had on yesterday where we were honoring our mothers. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. And we honor our mothers every day. Amen. How? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. All right. So today is a new day, and we're going to continue to move forward on today. Coming to us this morning, amen, to bring us what thus saith the Lord, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We want to thank God for this young lady, amen, sold out to the gospel of Jesus Christ, made up her mind a long time ago that she was going to live for Jesus, amen. She made her choice, amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for all the gifts, amen, that she endows, amen, all of the beautiful creativity that she has, her ministries. Glory be to God, and I'm telling you, it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, amen. There's a saying, beloved, amen, and the older I get, amen, the more I realize the reality and the truth of it. Glory be to God, because even now, I'm in a spiritual transition. Glory be to God, because, beloved, amen, there's a saying that goes, go where you celebrate it, not where you tolerate it. And that's a message all by itself. And if the Lord releases me, I'll come back one day and I'll break that down for you. Amen. That we should go where we're celebrated and not where we're tolerated. But this morning we want to say that we celebrate and we honor this young lady. Amen. We do not take her for granted. Amen. So it is she who is coming. Amen. Glory be to God to speak to us. Amen. She is also the my co-host, amen, until the Lord, while the Lord is, you know, doing some things and laying the foundation for our TV ministry. We got to realize that I'm being stretched. This is really a stretch for me with the TV ministry, beloved. It really is. Amen. Glory be to God. Even though I know I do this every day, but the TV ministry is something a little bit different. It's a little bit different because we're touching so many more audience, amen, beloved, and it's just completely different, amen. But I want to thank God that with Erica serving as my co-host, she makes it easier for me, and we can lean on one another, and people have been blessed, amen, and we believe God to even take us up to a higher level, amen, and in him. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others my middle daughter. Glory be to God, in the faith and naturally, amen. Glory be to God, a lovely woman of God, amen, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Glory, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Erica comes to minister to us because she's filled with the Holy Ghost and power, not because she's my daughter. Because I have two other daughters, amen. She's not coming to us because she's my daughter, And she's coming to us because she's my daughter. She's our daughter. And she's filled with the Holy Ghost. And she's filled with God's power, faith, love, and power. Amen. And we believe that there is a word in due season. So we ask that the Father, you will just anoint our ears to hear. Amen. And our hearts to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on this morning. And we say thank you. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Erica Bradford, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. God bless you, Minister Erica, and the floor is yours.
Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide, praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. As we lift our hands, as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, we say thank you for allowing us the privilege to come and to worship at your throne. We say thank you for the privilege, Father God, for another day, for another moment. We say thank you for the blessing of you waking us up today and seeing a new day. Father God, we've never seen this Thursday morning before, Father God. We've never seen this day, Lord. And we come to say thank you, God. We come to say thank you for Thursday, May 6th of 2021. Oh, God, we've been through so much as a people. We've been through so much individually. God, we've overcame so many things throughout the days and throughout the years and throughout the moments in history and life. God, diseases have come and gone. Loved ones have come and gone. Good times have come, bad times have come, the rain has come, the snow has come, the sunshine has come, God, midnight has come, weeping has come, but we come to say thank you for the joy that comes every morning. Every morning we see brand new mercies day by day. We say thank you, God, because through it all, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes every morning, God. So we come to say thank you, for this is the day which you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we worship you today. We worship you by giving you the first fruits of our day. And we say thank you for never giving up on us, always taking time to hear us out and to see about us. In Jesus' name we do thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Good morning, family. It is a pleasure and an honor to be before you all once again. Glory be to God. I don't have a title just yet as I continue with this morning's message. I will bring a title if the Lord will have me to. Actually, yes, I do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today's message is, it's yours. It is yours. It is yours. If you're listening, just say, it is mine. It is absolutely mine. Amen. As I was meditating to get a word together for this morning, a few things came to mind. I know that some of us may be going through physically, whether the doctor has diagnosed whatever, or maybe we're older and getting up there in age, and some things do try to, you know, come on us as we get older. That's why we have to make sure that we get some kind of exercise regimens in, make sure we eat well, drink plenty of water, get plenty of rest, not just sleep, but rest. Make sure we take our vitamins, certain things we really have to do as we're getting older. And God wanted me to really let someone know that healing is yours. Healing is yours. I don't know when's the last time you've laid hands on yourself and declared the healing of God upon your life. I'm not just saying something you just said and missed and hope that God is going to heal you. No, when's the last time you fanatically, without a reasonable doubt, you have faith like no other and just laid hands upon yourself and spoke healing on your own life? Because it's yours. It's yours. I don't care if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You don't have to accept the things. You don't have to accept stuff just because you're older in age. You don't have to accept things just because the doctor said so. And don't get me wrong, the doctors may have diagnosed you properly according to their science. Yes, they may have diagnosed you properly according to their science, but whose report shall you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? Something Pastor Westfield said one time that always stuck with me. She takes medication, I believe, for something, high blood pressure, I believe, is what Pastor Westfield, my grandmother, takes medication for. And she said she does the right thing. She takes her medicine because she knows that God works through doctors and God can work through medicine. But what she said that she does is, she takes her medicine and she prays over it. And she takes her medicine and she prays over her medicine. And she says she asks God to bless that medicine and for it to work and do what it's supposed to do, that it won't mess up any other, that it won't mess up anything in her body. It won't cause any bad symptoms to happen in her body. And that medicine will do exactly what it's supposed to do in Jesus' name. When you have faith like that to believe God, knowing that man is here for a purpose and doctors are here for a purpose and people are on this land for a purpose, when you understand what really is yours, when you understand the power that you have in your own mouth, you have power in your head because you have to think it first. You have power in your heart because you feel it. But then it's, what do you speak? What are you saying? And I'm saying to you today that it's yours. Whatever you need from God is yours. Whatever healing you need in your body is yours. So if you're taking medication for any reason, I don't know if you ever prayed over it or not, but before you take another pill, before you take another shot of anything, pray over it and say, do what you're supposed to do, medicine. And you won't do anything else but then what you are supposed to do in Jesus' name. And I declare healing over my life in Jesus' name. Wherever you open up your mouth and ask of the Lord, it is yours. I want to remind somebody today, because some of you already know this. I'm just preaching to the choir this morning. I got some seasoned good people on this phone this morning, some people that know the word of God this morning, some people who have preached on this word plenty of times. It's yours. You know it's yours. I know it's mine. You know it's yours. Everybody know that it's yours, but do you believe it? Have you lost hope in that? I do not want you to lose hope in that. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Pandemic, schmandemic. It is still yours. It is still yours. It is still yours. Love is still yours. Peace is still yours. Joy is still yours. Hope is still yours. It is still yours. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. It is still yours. God still has the blessing with your name on it. It is still yours. But you got to believe it. You got to receive it. You have to open up your mouth and ask God for it. It says in Matthew 18 and 19, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Sometimes you do need a little extra oomph. Sometimes we talk to God and sometimes we feel like, God, did you really hear me? And God says, yes, I heard you, but because I know the support in agreement, I know the power of agreement, go ahead and touch and agree with somebody else. Touch and agree with somebody else. It's not that your prayer isn't powerful. It's not that the Holy Spirit hasn't heard you, but sometimes you just need another push. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Sometimes you have to touch and agree and call your brother and sister in Christ to help you to understand that it is yours. And here we are on this phone this morning. I don't know how many of us are on the line today, but if you believe in the words that are coming out of my mouth by faith, by the power of the Holy Ghost, it's more than three of us. I can guarantee it's more than two of us this morning. So let's just say it's 10. Even if it's 10, if it's 3, if it's 5, if it's 12, if it's 20 or more, if you're listening and if you're touching and agreeing by faith, it is yours. It is mine. It is yours. It is ours. It is yours. I don't know what you're believing God for. I have absolutely no idea what it is you are believing God for, but it is yours. It is yours. I don't know if it's that house, but it's yours. I don't know if it's that job, but it's yours. I don't know if it's that business, but it's yours. I don't know if it's that relationship, but it's yours. I don't know if it's healing for your mind, body, soul, and spirit, but it's yours. I don't know if you praying for your children, but it's yours. I don't know. I don't know, but it's yours. Matthew 21:22, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. If you have faith. 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. You got to believe you got it before you get it. You have to believe you got it before you get it. This is what our faith is all about. This is what our faith is all about. We're asking and we're believing God for something that we have not yet, but we believe it that we have it by faith and that is already ours in advance.
Sometimes you just got to have some radical faith. Sometimes you just got to write the vision and make it plain as though you already have it. Sometimes you got to prepare yourself mentally as though you're about to walk into it. Sometimes you just got to save up the money and put it to the side so when it comes, you can be ready for it. Sometimes you just got to go ahead and clean up your house and get ready for the shift because you believe that it is yours. Somebody might say, well, sister such and such, how you going to do it? I don't know. I just believe that God is going to do it. Brother so-and-so, how you going to do it? I don't know. I just believe God is going to do it. I just got to be ready. I just got to be ready for the move. I just got to be ready for the shift. I want to be ready for the train because I don't know when that Holy Ghost train is going to come through and my blessing is going to deliver right in front of my, and I need to be ready. I need to be ready. So excuse me if you don't believe me. Maybe you'll believe me a little bit later, but I thank you for your time and your attention. Just move on here to the side and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. You might not believe me right now because I don't even believe myself right now, for real, for real. I don't even really understand and know what God is doing, for real, for real. I just know I believe it, and he said it is so. So just move on ahead out the way. I don't know how the money going to come. I don't know where the provision is going to come from. I don't know where the help is going to come from. I don't know. All I know is Jesus, and all I can do is take him at his word. So I can understand if you don't believe me right now, because oftentimes I may doubt myself a little bit, but you go on ahead and move to the side. I'm going to continue to pray for you, but while you go ahead and move to the side, I got to be ready. I need to be ready because life is too short for me to sit here and not to trust God all the way. Let me say it again. Life is too short for you to believe God, for you not to believe God all the way, all the way. Why stop here now? Why stop now? Why stop trusting God now? Why only believe him half the way? Oh, I know it's rough and I know it's tough, but why stop here? You've come such a long way. Why stop here? You've made it over the halfway point. Why stop here? Why stop trusting now? Why start doubting now? Why you started to pack, you started to get your life in order, you started to move some things around and rearrange your life and rearrange your circle and rearrange your networking. Why stop now? Why stop now? You've already come over the halfway point. I don't know who this message is for, but why stop now? It's yours. Why stop now? Some of you are already over the halfway point to the biggest breakthrough you have ever seen in your entire life. And I know it because I'm right there with you. You are over the halfway point to the biggest breakthrough of your entire life. Why stop now? Why stop now? This is not the time to unpack your bags and say, well, God, you must not gonna do it. I'm just gonna settle here. The devil is a liar. Keep them bags packed and be at the door, because the Holy Spirit came to me today to tell you that it's yours. And if you would trust him all the way and keep going one step in front of the other, put one foot in front of the other and keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on going. I said keep on going. Keep on going. The blessing is yours. The blessing is yours. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The blessing is yours. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The blessing is yours. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that you're waiting on, but God told me to tell you it's yours. Last night, I posted something on Facebook. I posted it says Psalms 37 and 23 says, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. We're talking about this morning about how it's yours. If you continue to walk in the ordered ways of God, sometimes we don't even realize that we are already in the room of the blessing. I know sometimes it don't look like it, because you don't really see it how you imagine it to be, but you are already in the room of the blessing, because the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. If you continue to put one foot in front of the other and continue to make daily strides, this is not a marathon to see who gets there fastest. No. There's no need to rush. If you make a daily stride and put one foot in front of the other, you're already in the room, walking in the room of your blessing. It's not that you're just going to keep walking and then the blessing come. No, you're already in the room of the blessing. The manifestation is about to take place, yes. The full manifestation is about to take place, yes. But you're already in the room of your blessing, saint. I don't know who this message is for. I know you are waiting for some big explosion to happen. And I'm not saying that it's not going to happen either. All I'm trying to say is that you're already in the room. You're already in the room of it. You're already in the atmosphere of it. You're already in the room. If you continue to make daily strides and put one or the other and allow God to order your steps, you got to keep stepping. You got to keep walking. You got to keep stepping. And you got to keep walking. You got to keep stepping. You got to keep walking. You got to keep stepping. And you got to keep walking, because it's yours already. But you got to keep stepping. And you got to keep walking, because your steps are being ordered by God. You got to keep stepping. And you got to keep walking. You got to keep praying. You got to keep trusting. You got to keep believing. You got to keep giving. You got to continue to be a servant to the Lord. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. Some of you have fell off and you made a comfortable place and you put up a tent and said, I'm just going to sit here. And I come to you this morning to say, pack up the tent. Get your suitcases, and you got to keep walking and you got to keep stepping. Because the steps of a good man, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. You got to keep walking. It's a process, but you're already there. It's a process, but you're already there. It's taking some time, but you're already there. Don't you feel the shift? Come on. Don't you feel the shift? I feel it. Do you feel it? Feel the shift. Do you feel it? Hallelujah. It's yours, saints. I just wanted to remind you this morning that it's yours. I wanted to remind you that it is okay to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and walk in it. Continue to walk in it, because it's yours. Ask God. It's okay to ask him. He said, if you ask, what does it say? It says in, I think this is James, that, is that the one that, this is the confidence, no, that's not the one. This one, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Ask of God, who gives liberally.
It's yours. I love you. Be reminded today. Be encouraged today that it's yours. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what experiences you have, experiences you don't have. Spirit wanted me to remind you today it's yours. So get ready, get ready, get ready for the move of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Minister Erica, for a very, very, very on-time word. As usual, we are not disappointed because we realize how the Lord does use you. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Our beloved, amen. It is yours. It's yours. It's yours. It belongs to you. Amen. The power is in your head, your heart, and your mouth. He said, touch and agree. Touch and agree. Get in agreement with somebody. If two or three touch and agree in Jesus' name. He said, all you need is another push. Use some radical faith. See, some radical faith. Believe you go. Believe you got it before you get it. Believe you got it before you get it. That's the definition of faith. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so. That it'll be so. Glory be to God. Go all the way, she said. Be ready for the shift. Be ready for the shift. Don't be looking for the shift. Be ready when the shift hits. Be ready for the train. There's nothing worse than missing your bus or missing your train. Be at the bus stop, baby, when the train pulls up. Step up, she said. Because you're over the halfway point to the biggest breakthrough in your life. Why stop now? Why stop believing now? Glory, she said, you're halfway there. You're over halfway. Why give up now? It's a trick of the enemy. Erica, I'm reminded of that scripture where it says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But for as much as we know that our labor is not in vain, he said, keep stepping, keep walking, keep stepping, keep walking. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. I'm tired, Pastor. Yeah, we understand. Keep walking. I feel like I'm a faint. Keep walking. Feel like I'm a give up. Keep walking. It's a process. He says, pack up your tent. Pack up your tent and keep walking. My God, my God, my God, what a word. What a word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I received that myself, amen. Because you know what? I've already made up my mind. I'm going to keep walking, but a word like this comes to give me that encouragement, that push. See, a lot of times we think pastors got it going on like that. But they don't. They need a push more than you need a push because they're in the forefront. See, a word like that gives me a push, see, to keep on pushing. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Erica. We want to be a blessing to Erica today. We want to thank God for all those of you who blessed Minister Joanne. I did put the check into Minister Joanne's. Minister Joanne, you'll be receiving your mail any day now. Our sister Joanne Brothers gave another $25 to the offering. Thank you, Sister Joanne Brothers. She gave that for Minister Joanne Thurman, that we was able to be a blessing to her. Amen. And we want to also be a blessing to Erica Bradford today. Glory be to God. So for those of you, amen, who would like to sow into this word, sow into the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're over the halfway point. You're over the halfway point. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We know all of you don't give. Amen. I don't expect all of you give to Erica because all of you don't give to me. So that, you know what I mean? But for those of you, it's okay if you don't give to me. If the Lord is touching your heart to give to Erica, then give to Erica. Sow into this word. Amen. And so we want to be a blessing to the woman of God. Amen. Several ways that you can sow. Amen. Cash App. This Cash App is so we can, amen, know exactly what we're blessing her with. Amen. $ life word Jesus. No amount is too much. No amount is too little. Amen. $ life word Jesus. Amen. If you would like to go to our website at www.lifewordjesus.org, www.lifewordjesus.org, you can hit the donate button right there. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we bless Jesus. The mailing address, somebody sent some money in the mail for Erica, and they said, this is for Erica. They sent it to me. I didn't open the envelope. I didn't open the envelope. I gave it to Erica. So Erica just came in for you. Amen. Mailing address, you'll mail it to Life Word Jesus. Amen. Mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And so we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. For that awesome word. That awesome word. Some of you need to listen to it again. Some of you need to listen to this. I'm not posting every day on Facebook now. I'm going to be posting like once or twice a week. So if you look for the message on Facebook and you don't see it, you will see it. Okay, you will see it. But in the meantime, you can always come to blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership and everything is there. Amen. All right, so we blessed be the name of the Lord. In form of announcements today, we have our altar prayer at 12 o'clock noon, and then we'll be back at 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. Tomorrow night, Friday night, is our Friday night prayer. Friday night prayer. Amen. And so we'll have that at 10 o'clock. And I have to make an announcement on Saturday morning for the spiritual warfare training. I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know. Amen. Glory be to God. We have some other people ready to work. Amen. And we're lining them up. And in the meantime, the Lord is saying, Pastor, you ain't got to do everything. You ain't got to come teach every morning and do Bible study every Wednesday night and then come back, do Friday night prayer and come back and do spiritual warfare training. So we'll give me a make an announcement. Amen. And so we're looking forward to our Sunday services. Amen. Remember, Sunday services is going to be on Zoom. Everybody will receive their link via text. And if you're having any problems, if you can't get on, amen, go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. You look at it there. And if you're still having trouble, then call the telephone number. Amen. And just listen via telephone. Amen. But no one to miss it. We have a special guest speaker. Our pastor, Charles Amafio. Amen. Is our guest preacher for our Mother's Day. And we have some other good things lined up to celebrate Mother's Day. Amen. So we're looking forward to it. Amen. Get a neighbor. Get one of them young kids to show you how to hit the Zoom. But it's so easy. When they show you how to do it, you might be embarrassed. You said, all I had to do was hit this. Yeah, all you had to do was hit this. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Minister Erica, please, you have any announcements you'd like to share with us pertaining to what's going on in your part of the vineyard?
Bless the Lord. Thank you. I would like to employ all business owners. If you are in the surrounding Philadelphia area, and if you own a business, if you're new in business, if you have an established business, if you have a small business or a large business, my business partner and I are having our very first event on Saturday, June 5th, 11 to 3 o'clock in the Germantown area. Tickets are $40 for one, $65 for two. Vendor tables are $75. We're having a business event to show you how to boost your business. We're having two experts come out and to show you how to boost your business financially and how to boost your business with branding and on social media. Now, there are a few of the Life Word Jesus members who I am assisting personally in their business. So if you're on the line, you know who you are. I don't want to call nobody out, but for those of you who I'm helping in the graphics and with your business,
If you think this is a perfect opportunity for you to boost your business, please come out, reach out to me. I will send you the flyer. If you are in the surrounding Philadelphia area and would like to come to this event, please reach out to me or my mother. My mother can give you my information, and I would love to send you some more info. If you cannot make it, but if you would still like to donate or sponsor this event, please reach out to me or my mother, who will give you my information, because we're putting on events for the community. This event is not for us. We're not getting a caterer and putting out money for a caterer and putting out money for a venue just for me and her. No, we're doing this for our community because we have a heart for people, for the people. So we are putting together our very, very first event as an event company Saturday, June 5th from 11 to 3. Please don't wait. It's less than a month away. So I thank you for your time and attention and for supporting me in all my endeavors. Thank you to each and every one of you who support me. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, saints. This is a wonderful opportunity for all of you business owners in our ministry, upcoming businesses. Get yourself a vendor table. And I have
only
a vendor table.
Only six tables left.
Okay. It's be a nice opportunity. I'm going there. I'm going to put my books on one side of the table, and I'm going to put the legal shield on the other side of the table. Glory be to God for all you business owners. Come on. And this would be a good opportunity for you to come out and see how things are done. Remember, you have to get in that winning environment. See, maybe you're not a business owner yet. If you come and get into the business environment, it'll spark up, amen, that faith that you need to make the step necessary, amen, to get it going. Amen, to get it going. And we bless me. It'll give you that push that Erica just talked about. And so we want to thank God. Amen. Before we bless the money and bless the offering, there's somebody in queue that look like they have something to say. Let me see if this was an error or if this is something that came up. Somebody hit one on their telephone. The line is open. Is there somebody that has something to say? Okay. All right, we blessed be the name of the Lord. Just wanted to make sure, because sometimes emergencies, things happen in the middle, and we need to know about it, amen, so that we can know how to pray. All right, saints, I believe that's it for today. It's going to be a good, good, good day, amen. It's going to be a good day. Erica, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Lord is having me to ask you, Erica, to do the benediction, please.
Father God, we come to say thank you for your word that will not return to us. You void, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to say thank you, Father. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever your people are standing in need of, God, we're asking for the Holy Ghost to come on in and fill in the gap. God, bless Pastor Bradford on today. God, bless the furtherance of this day for each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever the devil think he has set up for us today, we rebuke it. In Jesus' name, we shall go forth in the blessings of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, we come to say thank you, Lord. We come to say thank you for the power of your spirit, the power of agreement in Jesus' name. Father, I'm asking that your people will go forth and walk in the liberty in which you've already set forth, that your people will go and continue to walk in the liberty and the freedom in which you have already set forth, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for this networking here on this 6 a.m. prayer call, this networking of praying people, this networking of steadfast people, this networking of people who are making moves and strides daily. Lord, we love you, we honor you, and we appreciate you. So, Father, until we meet again, go before us and light the way. If all is well, in Jesus' name, amen. And we know what we say, Satan is defeated.
Darkness
is expelled.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Erica. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. And we bind every spirit of retaliation. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. And you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall. And it looked a different one.
Bradford, amen, signing out. Love you, love you, love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again, and Minister Erica, for serving.